It's 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. And what a night at the Michigan Theater last night, huh?
It was. Ken Burns, who grew up here in Ann Arbor, went to a couple years of grade school and all his middle school and high school here in Ann Arbor, brought an excerpt or a series of excerpts from his new documentary that actually is going to be on PBS starting on September 17th, and then did about an hour Q&A after that. So with a really nice introduction and then seeing excerpts and then having a discussion with the audience primarily. It was
and
a
you could
very,
almost
very
feel the energy event. Emanating from the theater in that sold-out palace, you know?
No, it's true. And if you weren't able to go to that program or you couldn't get tickets to it, it's going to be repeated on June 9th, Friday, June 9th, as part of Cinetopia. It's going to be at the Detroit Institute of Arts, and Lynn Novick, who's the co-director with Ken Burns, will be there. And it should be a spectacular event. I can tell you that right now.
Exactly, right. Well, as the festival has always is. But speaking of which, there are tickets about to become available.
That's right. Well, if you're a member, you can get a pass right now, and we will soon release those to the general public. If you're a member of the Michigan Theater or the Charles Wright African American History Museum, the Detroit Institute of Arts, the Henry Ford, all of our partners in this program, the Cinetopia, then you can get your passes right now. A pass will let you into multiple films in all of the locations, and there's two different types of passes. So go check that out at cinetopiafestival.org or Michigan Theater, michtheater.org as well. You can get to that as well.
Well, exciting times to be certain, and there's a lot of reason for excitement this coming weekend with some new films opening up.
That's right. We have a whole new selection of films at the Michigan Theater this week. We've had a Keddy for quite a while, and it ends today. But Colossal is a very interesting and quirky film. It's actually being opened tonight, a day early. A little preview screening. Now, this film stars Anne Hathaway, and she's a, you know, she's a party girl and bright, college educated, but a little distracted at the present time. And this is an elliptical kind of movie because it comes to find out that her psychology or her state of mind has some bizarre control over a monster that emerges from the sea in Korea and is
Godzilla-esque figure.
That's right, and is threatening South Korea. And Jason Sudeikis plays her boyfriend, who he says, "Look, I've had enough. You need to. Our relationship is over. You need to move on." And the two of them have this really interesting dance that's played out with this monster.
And as their moods and behaviors go, this monster behaves, right?
Ravages Seoul, Korea. So anyway, obviously, it's not based on.
Yeah, you'll have to suspend some belief, but sounds like a good time.
But it's actually we screened it at the Arthouse Convergence to independent film. Exhibitors all over the country, and they loved it. So anyway, go check that out. Colossal is the name of the film. It opens tonight and will play for a couple weeks.
Cynthia Nixon was a huge hit on Sex and the City, and now she is returning to the big screen, and she's playing one of the most beloved characters that we know of, a literary character, Emily Dickinson.
A Quiet Passion is the name of the film, and it personifies Emily Dickinson's wit and intellectual independence, as well as the deep family attachments and close-knit family that she came from. This is directed by Terence Davies, the acclaimed British director, and the reviews on this have been outstanding. So Emily Dickinson was a renowned poet, but rather a recluse, or that's how her life developed. And so her poetry wasn't really discovered until after she passed away. And again, she kind of lived alone in this house and had very close-knit family with her siblings and her parents. What a brilliant mind that sat and ruminated on the nature of life and the nature of humanity and nature. She's many people's favorite poet, and this
I was
film.
Say, how many millions of master's theses have been done on the poetry of Emily Dickinson? Right?
Yeah, the New York Times says that though Quiet Passion is small in the sense, kind of like Emily Dickinson's footprint in the world at the time.
Right.
And modest in scope, it's inward rather than expansive and precise in word and gesture. So anyway, a Quiet Passion is definitely the type of film that this community really likes, and we hope people turn out in large numbers for it.
And Get Out, not necessarily a new movie, but new to this area, and additionally, they're calling it in some respects a genre-defining movie.
Yeah, it's a horror film, but it's a horror film in the vein of Stepford Wives, and it's directed by Jordan Peele. If you're familiar with Key and Peele, and he has just done a brilliant job. So this he's an African American filmmaker who loves horror films, and now this is not a blood and gut, you know, the teenage woman.
It's the horror of life and relationships.
It's the horror of life and relationships and race. This African-American man goes to visit his white girlfriend's family estate, and then all of these really interesting things happen, and all the pieces come together in a very unusual way. Catherine Keener stars as Bradley Whitford, plays the dad, and he's great, and a little scary. Allison Williams is his girlfriend, and I can't recommend this highly enough. It's very smart, it's very clever. I'm not a horror film fan.
I loved it.
So if you're a horror film fan, it's going to resonate that particular kind of dynamic. But again, think of it not so much.
But it goes well beyond.
The torture porn kind of horror film. Again, it's more like Rosemary Babies and Stepford's, which is where Jordan Peele really, really dug it. So Get Out is just a lot of fun to go see.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And special screenings include the Cinema Revolution independent films. Those continue?
Yeah, that's right. So this is the series we're doing on Mondays through the end of May. And this week's film is A Woman Under the Influence, which is a 1974 John Cassavetes film that stars Gena Roland and Peter Falk. And Peter Falk plays a construction worker in L.A., and Gena Roland plays his wife, and she's also John Cassavetes' wife in real life.
It's fun to see Peter Falk in something other than Columbo, because he really is a good actor.
He's a great actor. Yeah. And John Cassavetes is the seminal American independent filmmaker. So in the 60s and 70s, he was a movie star that was off doing his things. He would take his paycheck from doing his featured roles on television and in movies, and he would go make his independent films. And anyway, he's a brilliant character. There's Cassavetes Awards that are given at film festivals and that kind of thing.
I also would welcome any time Tom Hanks wants to return to the screen.
That's right. That's right. So he's in The Circle, which is based on a Dave Eggers film. This is a benefit for 826 Michigan, Dave Eggers' literary philanthropy. And John Bottega is in it, Emily Watson, Tom Hanks as my cousin, Tom Hanks. And and this is going to be a premiere screening that's on Wednesday, April 26th at 7 o'clock. So go check that out.
Well, there's several movies opening at the multiplexes as well, kind of a hit and miss kind of.
Yeah, The Lost City of Z is allegedly based on an incredible true story about a British explorer at the turn of the 20th century who goes into Amazon and discovers apparently a previously unknown advanced civilization. That is, you know, wilted away at this point. You can go check that. Lost City of Z. A colorful and gritty Boston is the setting for Free Fire that stars Brie Larson and Armie Hammer. A great cast there. Electrifying action comedy about arms dealers and spectacular explosives.
And that opens Friday.
That's right. And then The Promise, which is about the Armenian genocide, that stars Oscar Isaac, Christian Bale. And it's about the Ottoman Empire going in and crushing the Armenian people and the journalists who try to cover this, and they're completely frustrated. It's a really almost lost tragic part of history that took place in that World War One era.
And virtually without exception, Christian Bale is always an actor worth watching.
Absolutely. And then Catherine Hagel and Rosario Dawson star in Unforgettable.
Which I assume is going to be forgettable.
Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty forgettable. But anyway, so there's lots to go check out. Again, mark on your calendar June 9th to go and see those excerpts for the Vietnam War, Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's new documentary.
As part of the Cinetopia Film Festival. And for more, you can go to WEMU.org. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Cut out from Hollywood.